Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Peter Coleman, who is the CEO and Managing Director of Woodside Petroleum. Peter, it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Now, 2018 was an important one for Woodside as far as the bigger picture was concerned, but what stood out for you in terms of the financial highlights?
We got off to a pretty quick start at the beginning of the year. We went out and raised equity from our shareholders. We did that on the back of a development plan that we'd put in place with the acquisition of Scarborough. So that came about fairly quickly for us. It all was finalised in the first quarter. So we were able to acquire Scarborough. We were able to, of course, finance it through the equity raising that we're very pleased our shareholders supported. And then, of course, as the year went through, we were able to get some pretty good operating performance out of the business. And we got help with oil price. So it was a very good year from a profit point of view, but equally from a balance sheet point of view, it was excellent. And we were able to progress these new projects.
Now, investors will never quibble when you increase the dividend. That was one of the highlights of the last year. But it's also quite satisfying, I suppose, from a CapEx perspective. If you're comfortable enough to increase the dividend, investors should really be taking heart for that you've got all the important boxes ticked when you're looking at major growth projects.
Well, there are a couple of things that happened during the year. When we raised equity, we said that was based on an assumption of $65 US Brent oil. Of course, during the year it averaged $71, so it worked in our favour. We were able to execute all of our major projects, you know, that being Wheatstone, Greater Enfield and so forth. We did them a little bit better than we expected, so our capital flow out of the business was a bit lower for us. And so that meant we ended the year with more cash in bank. We looked at it and said, well, my goodness, shareholders have really backed us this year. We've actually end up with a little bit more. So maybe we should top up the dividend in the final half, and that's what we did.
How's been the reception to that as far as investors are concerned? I suppose they've been quite pleased.
Well, it's been very positive from the point of view of they know now that we really are focused on looking after them. You know, we're here for our shareholders, and so every time we get an opportunity like this, then we should take it. Now, of course, our target in the longer term is to return to an 80% payout ratio. And we're working hard to make sure that continues. But this year we just had an opportunity, we grabbed the opportunity and we gave it back.
Okay, so let's talk about how the growth projects are going. I suppose one thing that stands out is that you've brought the final investment decision for Browse forward a little bit, so that means things should be progressing along quite nicely?
Yeah, look, we have excellent momentum really in three major projects for us. The first one of those, of course, being Scarborough, where we have 75% in the upstream and 100% in Train 2 at Pluto. That's moving forward quite rapidly, and we went into what we call front-end engineering and design just over the Christmas New Year period. So that's pleasing. That's looking forward then to a final investment decision late this year or early next year. So that's rapidly moving through. The advantage of that, of course, is we're locking in low costs in the marketplace at the moment, and we'll be able to enjoy that in the future. Around Browse, of course, the big negotiation on Browse has been with the Northwest Shelf around processing of the gas. But equally, the Browse partners now have agreed on the development concept for Browse. And importantly, over the last couple of months, we've made submissions to both the state and federal governments regarding the environmental approvals for Browse. So you can see that starting to move forward. We should expect to go into FEED or front-end engineering and design later this year, and then somewhere towards the end of next year, early 21, we'll be into a final investment decision. And then finally, the last project for us is in Senegal. And again, excellent momentum in that project. Expect a final investment decision sometime early second half of this year.
So from an investor standpoint, are they the important milestones that they should be ticking off as we move through the calendar year?
Absolutely. So you can see a real line of sight now to development of these major projects. The significance of this to Woodside really can't be underestimated. We're developing reserves at a lower cost base than our existing cost base today, which means we'll have more margin in our product as we go out into the future. The size of those reserves are essentially such that we're more than double the size of the company from a developed reserve basis. And then from a production point of view, by 2027, if we maintain our current equity in our projects, we'll be more than double the size of the company we are today from production. So some, you know, very, very significant milestones as we work through this year.
Now, you're always focused on the future, so there are always things moving concurrently with what you're doing now. What are the other big priorities that you're focused on when you look over the horizon a little more?
Well, of course, I need now to start to look at what we call Horizon 3. So, you know, as the CEO, of course, you're standing there thinking about what's coming next. And we have to execute the projects in front of us. We have to do that flawlessly. It's the old deal. You've got to play the third quarter well before you can play the fourth quarter. So we've got to do that. But equally, I've got an eye to the future and saying, what is happening out there? How can we position ourselves as a company to be sustainable? And of course, in that area, we're looking at hydrogen. That's natural for us where we operate because, of course, we've got so much solar intensity from the sun up in the Pilbara. We can turn that energy into the energy that we need to form hydrogen. And then equally, we're looking at our own power generation up there and saying, can we change that out now for kind of renewables and batteries? So we're trying to lower our greenhouse gas footprint in our existing operation, and then we're looking to the future on the product that we produce and saying, is there a different product mix that we can take advantage of based on our proximity to market and then also that abundance of sunlight that we have.
Indeed. Peter, all the best for the rest of the year. Thanks for your time.
Fabulous. Thanks very much.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.